Behavioral health officials are in Hooper Bay to help the families and community work toward healing after three suicides this past week. Troopers believe the deaths could be related. KYUK's Lakeed Rashavis reports.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has already sent emergency health clinicians to the community to assist with debriefing efforts, according to YKHC Director of Emergency Services Chris Burns.
There's going to be boots on the ground today. There's going to be people who are doing debriefings with the family, as well as what we can do to offer support to those close.
Last week, state troopers were notified of a death by suspected suicide. The victim was 26-year-old Noel Tall. Then late Friday evening, Hooper Bay troopers were notified of the death of 24-year-old Eric Demiganuk. Demiganuk was taken to the health clinic, but healthcare workers could not resuscitate him. And Sunday evening, the village suffered another death. Hooper Bay troopers were notified that 20-year-old Miranda Seaton had died. Seaton was reportedly distraught over the recent suicide of Demiganuk, and she died of an apparent suicide, according to the online trooper dispatch. Emergency Services Director Chris Burns says the healing efforts will be ongoing.
Usually there is a healing circle that happens, a debriefing fairly quickly. And in Hooper Bay, I expect that would be over at the Tribal Council.
YKHC Vice President for Hospital Services James Sweeney says the first focus is on the families.
The first priority is the family of the immediate person, and then to reach out to people who might be close friends or relationships with them so that we can try to make sure they've got some kind of relief or some type of person reaching out to them, and then we'll reach out to the whole village.
Although neither Burns or Sweeney could cite exact numbers of suicides in the last year, Sweeney made it clear that YKHC's response to these issues is continuous.
This is something that we've sadly had to do several times, and we do on an ongoing basis whenever something like this happens.
Sweeney encourages villages to reach out if they believe there's a problem.
It's a proactive approach, not just a reactive approach. And the more proactive we can be for any of these, the more that we can minimize these events from happening.
Sometimes suicides have a contagion effect. Albert Wall is the director of the Department of Health and Social Services Division of Behavioral Health and says the tragic situation in Hooper Bay has a name.
A loved one or someone who is intimately involved in someone's life that committed suicide often, you know, can enter into a state of despondency themselves. And that's unfortunately a clinical thing that happens. They're called cluster suicides.
The remains of all three victims were sent to Anchorage for autopsy. Mental health experts say suicide is a complex issue and is not typically related to one event. In Bethel, I'm Lakeitra Chavis.